Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper Clark, and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. And in this audio, I'm going to talk about niche marketing and how to choose your market. Many gurus quite rightly say that you need to identify your vision, your idea, look for a niche market, develop your unique selling point, and then your marketing channels, which is quite valid, makes good sense, because a niche allows you to focus and demonstrate your unique abilities in one segment of a market. However, the challenge is not so much selecting your niche, but in doing some research about it, because niche markets may appear at first sight to look attractive, and ones in which you could be comfortable operating, such as coaching or social media. However, they're much tougher when you don't bear each of these 3 points in mind. So the first one is, just because there's a gap in the market doesn't mean there's a demand. So if somebody's not servicing a particular segment, doesn't mean that just by doing so you will succeed. The second is, just because there is a market doesn't mean it's necessarily a profitable one. Can it support the revenue that you need to generate? And the third is that just because it's a profitable market doesn't mean that everyone can succeed in it. So again, it comes back to what's different and unique about you. So allow time for research, testing, piloting, and really spend some time in looking at niche markets. It doesn't matter if you move from one to another in a period of time, because as long as you find the right one at the end, the one that you can be successful in, the one that generates the right sort of revenue for you, then the rest of the time that you've spent has been wisely invested. So good luck, and until next time, Rosemary Cooper Clark.